This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm Scott Hennon. Hello, friends. Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell, under the weather today. Kevin Flynn here. Daniel answering your calls when you call. And I'm going to just start right away. Public service to our audience. We care a lot about our audience. And so we watched Good Morning America for you this morning. You're probably busy, you're running around, didn't get a chance to do it. And Hunter Biden, son of Vice President Joe Biden, was on Good Morning America this morning. I don't know why, because Joe Biden has said, look, there's no there. Go away. He told his fellow Democratic presidential candidates, if you would even dare to ask me a question about this, you'd be a lowlife. He didn't say lowlife, but something to that effect. You remember the terminology, Kevin?
Out of line.
He told them that they couldn't, say anything.
How dare they?
Joe Biden this weekend resigned from this board that he was on in
Hunter
China. Hunter Biden resigned from the board, just because he wanted to be beyond reproach as to any appearance of impropriety.
Dude, you gotta quit tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to do this right out of the chute here, because we have a lot of time to talk today, a lot of open phone time for you to call about anything on your mind. But this is obviously a pretty big news story. This guy finally breaks his silence. There's a Democratic debate tonight. I wonder, is there a coincidence, you think? Democratic debate tonight.
And do I smell a little sarcasm coming from the...
In the Hunter Biden interview, you think...
No, Scott!
It just kind of happened? Yeah, you think...
Only ran.
Goes together. Got it. Okay, so here is, in case you missed it, the Good Morning America interview with Hunter Biden. Do me this favor. Listen very closely to his defense of his actions and tell me what you think. The question I have for you is this over? Is this done? Has he answered the questions and we can move on now and be comfortable there's nothing there? Or does this raise more questions than it answers? Here we go.
Hunter Biden, the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, has found himself at the center of a political firestorm.
Where is Hunter?
He's right here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm working and I'm living my life.
President Trump says you're in hiding.
Hiding in plain sight, I guess. Yeah. No, not at all.
Biden and his son are stone cold crooked.
The president has been on the rampage, accusing 49-year-old Biden of improperly profiting on business interests in Ukraine while his father was vice president and the point person on Ukraine, taking a seat on the board at $50,000 a month with a gas company called Burisma, which had been accused of corruption, leading to that now infamous phone call in July.
It's a very honorable call. It's a nice call.
When President Trump asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate the Bidens, no evidence of illegal wrongdoing has been found against either one. I want to get to the heart of it. Did you and your father ever discuss Ukraine?
No. As I said, the only time was after a news account. It wasn't a discussion in any way. There's no but to this. No, we never did.
Your dad said, I hope you know what you're doing.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I do.
And I said, I do. And that was literally the end of our discussion.
Why?
Because my dad was vice president of the United States. There's literally nothing as a young man or as a full-grown adult that my father in some way has had influence over, because it does not serve either one of us.
When he said, "I hope you know what you're doing," what did he think you were doing?
Well, he read the press reports that I joined the board of Burisma, which was a Ukrainian natural gas company. And there's been a lot of misinformation about me, not about my dad. Nobody buys that, but it buys this idea that I was unqualified to be on the board.
What were your qualifications to be on the board of Burisma?
Well, I was vice chairman of the board of Amtrak for 5 years. I was the chairman of the board of the UN World Food Program. I was a lawyer for Boies Schiller Flexner, one of the most prestigious law firms in the world.
You didn't have any extensive knowledge about natural gas or Ukraine itself, though.
No, but I think that I had as much knowledge as anybody else that was on the board, if not more.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the
president. Of course, yeah. No.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the Vice President of the United States.
You were paid $50,000 a month for your position?
Look, I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono as it relates to how much money I make or did. But it's all been reported.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Why did you leave the board in April?
It's a 5-year term.
And you chose not to?
I chose not to.
Yeah. Why?
I think it's pretty obvious why.
This is your opportunity to say why.
Well, because this is what becomes a distraction, because I have to sit here and answer these questions. And so that's why I've committed that I won't serve on any boards or I won't work directly for any foreign entities when my dad becomes president.
Do you think that should be a rule across the board for any administration?
No. Look, that's the rule that I'm going to adhere to.
Do you regret being on the board to begin with?
No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea, which has again been completely debunked by everyone. And you know,
I think people are thinking, how could that not have crossed your mind? Or you wouldn't have felt just a little bit in your gut, like maybe this isn't a good idea to go and sit on the board of this Ukrainian company.
I said to you. In retrespect, I wish that my judgment.
Time, you never thought this might not look right.
You know what? I'm a human. And you know what? Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some ethical lapse? Absolutely not.
China just started an investigation into the Bidens.
Also on Trump's list of accusations against Hunter Biden, that Hunter flew on Air Force Two with his father during an official government trip to China in 2013, leveraging that connection for financial gain in an investment deal with Chinese businessman Jonathan Lee. The president has repeatedly said that you received $1.5 billion from China despite no experience and for no apparent reason. Obviously, fact checkers have said that that is not true.
Look, this is literally has no basis in fact in any way.
Have you received any money from a business dealing?
No.
At all? Not 1 cent?
Not 1 cent.
Definitely not $1.5 billion.
It's crazy. They feel like they have the license to go out and say whatever they want. It feels to me like living in some kind of Alice in Wonderland where you're up on the real world and then you fall down the rabbit hole and, you know, the president's the Cheshire Cat asking you questions about crazy things that don't have any resemblance to the reality of anything that has to do with me. And so here's the answer. No one ever paid me $1.5 billion. And if they had, I would not be doing this interview right now.
Well, you know, what's interesting here is that's the end of the first half, by the way. There's another half to go. We're going to play in a little bit. Did you notice then the questions when she's specifically trying to pin him down on money? He's very, he answers them very craftily. So, did anyone ever pay you $1.5 billion? No. Then at the end, I normally pay me $1.5 billion. They pay you $1.25.
I have a question.
They pay you $1.
How did he become the vice chair of Amtrak? What was his qualifications for that?
Well, his dad used to ride Amtrak, and his dad's vice president of the United States.
Oh. Yeah. Well, those don't go together, Scott.
I understand.
Come on. You know better than that.
Hey, look.
You know, that's the first thing I thought. Oh, how did you get to be the... With what you know and your education in your life, how did you get to be the vice chair of Amtrak?
So she said, did you get anything more than $50,000 a month for this Burisma?
Yeah.
See, he said, well, that's all been in the news. You know, he didn't answer the question because there are reports that that, by the way, was a lot more than that.
Not here to tell you how much I get paid.
And the $1.5 billion in China was, my understanding was, you know, this new boutique investment group they set up, the dollars were invested there. So she asked the question, did you get paid $1.5 billion? Well, he personally didn't get paid, but this fund did. So I don't think this, as you expect from a mainstream media interview, the vice president's son in the middle of this necessarily answers chapter and verse. They love to say, this has all been investigated. It's all been in the media. And then when she starts asking specifics about dollar amounts, I don't need to be getting into the, you know, laying all that out for everybody and everything I've ever made, blah, 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 blah. But I think the smoking gun in this, and there's, you know, another few minutes of the interview left to go here, so you can hear some more of this when we come back from the break. But I think the smoking gun in this is, in fact, his recognition that none of this would happen if his last name wasn't Biden. That's the point. That's why you stay away from it, because of the air of impropriety. That's why he's stepping down now, proving Donald Trump right. Hey, later this week, we're headed for Williston for the 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference. It'll be at the old Williston Armory. And the 15th, 16th, 17th, 22nd Annual Ports to Plains Conference back in Williston. This is, of course, a group doing a lot of good work to bring transportation options. So of freight and energy and all of that. We'll have a full report for you later this week. What's on your mind?
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's ND Flagpole Guy Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We'll be right back.
my friends in Watford City, North Dakota. They have some incredible schools, some incredible facilities, some incredible people. A new elementary school under construction right now, but the high school is phenomenal. And the old high school becomes the middle school, and it's just they've got it going on. They really do it. That investment in the future is really there. That's pretty also in technology. Teacher benefits, they invest there really well as well. In fact, they're hiring right now. So if you're interested in working for the McKenzie County Public School District, three groups in three school districts, elementary, middle school, and high school, check out the Watford City K-12.nd.us website to find out more information. 21 past the hour, we are providing a service today for you here on What's on Your Mind. I hope you appreciate it. Maybe you didn't get a chance to hear Hunter Biden on Good Morning America. You're going to hear about it all day long, so we wanted you actually to hear it and then give us your feedback on it. This is designed to make this whole story go away so it doesn't come up at tonight's Democratic Party debate, so it does not continue to haunt Joe Biden in his quest to get the Democratic nomination for president, to remove the argument from President Trump and Rudy Giuliani. Will it work? I don't know. Here's part two of the interview with Hunter Biden from Good Morning America this morning on ABC.
We saw you in those photos getting off of Air Force Two with your daughter, with your father.
I have traveled everywhere with my dad. And I went there because my daughter was on the trip, too.
But did you talk about China or your deal with China?
No.
A 12-hour flight over?
No, of course not.
That never came up?
No.
Your father did shake hands with Mr. Lee, though, correct, in the lobby of that hotel?
I don't remember, but probably. Yeah, I hope so. I hope he did. He was my friend.
Jonathan Lee.
Yeah, for almost 13 years.
He was your friend and your business partner.
Yeah, but I understand. So, really, Amy, whether I'm in New York or whether I'm in Washington, D.C., a friend and a business associate is in the hotel, and my dad's staying there. Is it inappropriate for me to have coffee with them? I don't
find
anything wrong.
So that meeting was not a mistake. It was not unethical.
100% not. No.
What do you say to people who believe this is exactly why people hate Washington? A vice president's son can make money in countries where your father is doing official government business.
By the way, well, I don't know what to tell you. I made a mistake in retrospect as it related to creating any perception that was wrong. And so, therefore, I'm taking it off the table, and I'm making that commitment. Let's see if anybody else makes that commitment, but that's the commitment that I'm making.
And Hunter Biden reiterated time and time again that he did not ever discuss in any detail whatsoever any of his business dealings in Ukraine and China with his father, period. That he wanted that to be crystal clear.
As you said, no questions were off the table, and you're going to have more of your conversation with him coming up.
That's right. We covered a lot of ground in that interview, including exactly how he feels about being that target of President Trump, as well as what he has to say about the Trump family itself and what he reveals to us about his long battle with addiction, Robin.
All right, we have some more of the interview coming up, Kev. Sounded like they were teasing a little more of the interview. So we're going to try and find the next piece of this. I'm not going to give you all the flavor, although I did like the comment from Robin there. No question was off the table. No question.
No, I had a wrong out cue. I had a false out cue on that one. So that's about it, looks like.
So they didn't post the rest of the interview?
No, that was all I caught on it. It sounded like they went to more commentary between the three of them or whatever there was.
Yeah, they mentioned that later an interview was coming up, but it sounded like it was more related to the addiction issues than it was necessarily the business dealings. So anyway, we'll look for that. But you got the gist of it right there in both sides. What do you hear there? Does this thing go away now? Questions answered? Biden's win, Trump loses? Rudy Giuliani? No, there, because Hunter Biden said he didn't talk to his dad about it. Oh, okay. Didn't talk to his dad. It's done now. I probably messed up. Probably was a mistake. The whole perception. I'm taking that off the table. Let's see if anybody else does that now. Yeah, okay. You're going to make the big bucks as your dad's leaving office, cashing in on his name, And after 5 years, then you're going to say, well, yeah, okay, I'll just not do this anymore. Yeah, that's it. We're good. We're good. Tell me what you think. 298-0550. I'm sorry, 228-250. 800-228-9... I'm mixing up all my numbers today. 258-0550. That's the local number. 701-258-0550. Or you can call us toll-free at 800-228-0550. There we go. Text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Republican National Committee has gone through this already. Their communications and research wing, and they called it an eye-opening interview that is now a dumpster fire for Joe Biden. In an admission that strikes to the heart of the corruption around Biden, Inc., Hunter admitted he would not have been on the board of the Ukrainian Natural Gas Company if his father was not VP. He added, "It is impossible for me to be on any of the boards I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the Vice President of the United States. I don't think there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my name wasn't Biden." You think? Hunter was paid at least $50,000 a month to be on the Burisma board while his father was in charge of policy in Ukraine. The only marketable characteristic Hunter was, or rather that he has, marketable characteristic that he has is his last name and his relation to his dad. He had no experience in the Ukraine or with natural gas. He admitted that. But he said, you know, I was on the Amtrak board. How do you get on that board again, Kev?
That's the first thing I thought, brother. Like, well, what did you, I mean, you got kicked out of the Navy. What's your, I mean, he's a lawyer, but you're the vice chair of Amtrak? Yeah, Biden, right?
Vice chair of the board, yeah.
Yeah, vice chair of the board.
He, if you remember, his dad was really big on Amtrak when he was a senator.
Yep.
He was like the number one champion of Amtrak because he'd always take it.
Didn't like to fly.
Yeah.
Was his thing, if I remember right.
I think he was his kind of man of the people shtick.
Yeah.
That's what it was. But he was big on Amtrak, so I have a hard time believing that, again, his last name isn't the reason that he's on that board. Not that he's bringing anything to Amtrak. Hunter did not fare well in trying to continue to be he didn't want to be a distraction for his father's campaign. And he revealed a little bit about discussing, you know, the business dealings. Said that he and his father did not discuss his business in Ukraine except there was that one time. The Bidens can't have it both ways. Hunter admitted that he discussed business with his father. Joe Biden continues to lie about it. So you got an interview this morning that sort of solidifies the swampy dealings that have given Joe Biden the well-deserved name Quid Pro Joe. Quid Pro Joe. Hunter Biden's Ukrainian and Chinese business partners knew what they were getting. Access to the old man. Influence with the old man, you know? What do you think? Tell me your thoughts. More after this.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Bertinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump imposing economic sanctions on Turkey, calling on its government to stop its assault against Kurdish fighters and civilians in northern Syria. He's now also sending a delegation of U.S. officials to that region, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement that he'll be going to the region with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to begin negotiations.
President Trump reiterated his offer to mediate and arbitrate a negotiation between Syrian Defense Forces and the Turkish military.
Mr. Pence added the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire to bring an end to the violence.
The USGS says a 4.5 magnitude earthquake rattled folks 25 miles northeast of San Francisco last night. There are no reports of damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs
and got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
About the Bidens, I'm definitely not a fan of the Bidens or anything or what they do, but I'll tell you what, somebody offers me $50,000 a month and I can't go to prison or jail for it and stuff, and it's not really illegal, I'm going to take it. I don't know how many people aren't going to take it. Just a thought. Thanks, bye.
All right, now
I'm not going to jail for it.
Yeah, you're talking about John Q. You know, average Joe. I agree with you, right? You know, hey, they need somebody who represents real people on a board, and here's what you get paid. It's legal. Fine, I'm there. This $50,000 a month or whatever he got from any of these deals are going to give his dad a tarnish as he leaves public life. They aren't worth it. They aren't worth it at all.
And do you think any of that $50,000 a month somehow makes its way back to, you know, part of it makes its way back to Joe's account somehow in retirement?
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
If Joe's in public life, and doesn't, I mean, you know, the family's worth how many zillions, and you don't think at some point that just becomes one big happy family? Of course. But here's the deal. Here's, in my mind, you know, this is... That's how the swamp works. That's how the deep state works. What the Bidens did was pretty much standard operating procedure. I think they're normally a little smarter about it. Nobody's ever accused Joe Biden of being smart. And I think that's part of the problem here, that he was cocky enough to think that a son who had some significant personal issues, you know, flying along on Air Force One and being part of boards where he's in charge of the policy for the administration. There are stories, by the way, out there that the Obama loyalists in the administration were furious at Joe Biden for doing this. Furious, because it looked terrible. And, you know, all the proper protocols were not utilized there. So I hear what the caller's saying, but I think in this way it comes back to boomerang, and, you know, it probably will torpedo this guy's presidential chances. Which I don't know if I like that either, to tell you the truth. But bring on Joe Biden. Who do you fear most out of this field? Not him. Not him at all. I don't. You know, the guy has a hard time putting a couple of sentences together that make sense. So I think he would be a laughingstock by the time Trump got done with him. I don't know. There's plenty of candidates in the field that appeal to the loony left. I mean that with all due respect to the socialist Q kill babies right up until birth, and maybe even a little few hours after. We'll go a few hours after, too. You know, that crowd, just the radical leftists. Because I just don't think that's a large voting block. It's more people than it should be. They need somebody that's going to appeal to that group without alienating longtime Democrats. And I don't see who it is. I don't know who it is in that group.
Well, and you know, if you look at Hunter Biden, if you go back, I mean, he went to Archmere Academy, he went to Georgetown, he went to Yale Law. I mean, he was grooming himself until he got kicked out of the Navy Reserve in February of 14 for cocaine use.
Yeah, that little thing.
Which was his second waiver, by the way, because of past drug use and drug-related arrests. He probably would have been on track somehow to run for president. Think about that.
Yeah.
They were, I mean, you go Google and look at Archmere Academy. That school is a preparatory school.
That's because of the name. Everything happened there in that list because he's Joe Biden's son.
Yep.
Okay. 100%. That's, again, how the swamp works. And he
there
blew
you
it.
Go.
He blew
yep.
it. He took privilege and he blew it. Okay. And he had an addiction and thankfully he's gotten help for that now and that's all great. But all that's something of the past. Get a little resume.
Yep.
And you're good to go.
You don't go to Archmere Academy if you're not, you know, that's where politicians' sons go.
Again, all this is the swamp.
Yep.
This is why Donald Trump is our friend. This is why Donald Trump, and he is in to the mouth of the lion here in what he's doing. Let me tell you about my friend CJ at DAC Diesel before we get to your calls. John's on the road to go next. 701-258-0550. It can be difficult to get stuff done when that diesel truck, that diesel tractor is out of commission. And we saw this year where, you know, when you've got a window, you've got to use it. You've got a breakdown, ouch. So instead of taking the vehicle to same old regular auto shop repairs, bring it to a service center that specializes in diesel. They live, breathe, sleep, eat diesel. I know, sounds unappealing, but that's how they get to be this good. That's the shop that is DAC Diesel in Bismarck. Expertise from their mechanics fixing up diesel vehicles in no time. CJ grew up in the biz. That's all he knew, auto repair trade. Worked on diesel vehicles. So he's got 20-plus years of experience to every single job. Call him for an appointment, 701-258-5011. They make house calls, too. DACDiesel.com or 701-258-5011. 258-0550. What do you make of the Hunter Biden interview? Is it go away now? Does it live on? What's going to happen as a result of this? What's it mean for the Trump campaign? What's it mean for the other Democrats? Whatever's on your mind today, you're going to lay it on me. Hello, John. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Yes, I think we're missing the big picture. What about Burisma and who all was on the board, such as, I understand, Mitt Romney's man was on the board that did the national uniform conduct code and so forth. Then there was another person on Burisma. And out of Ukraine, the greatest donation to the Clinton Foundation came from Ukraine as a nation. And I think all of these things just tie in together. And we shouldn't focus on Hunter. Let's look at everybody that was on the board for Burisma. Because it was all politically connected and all into the, you know, swamp.
It's interesting. That's I haven't heard that.
Do you think that's an accident?
Pardon?
You think that's an accident, that it was set up the way it was,
well,
happened to be?
That's what I'm trying to say, is that I think this is all connected to everything, and the swamp is so deep that you had it in the CIA and everybody else. And I'm sorry. I think it goes into the Republicans right through Mitt Romney on some of this stuff, because one of Romney's connections is on the Burisma board currently, from my understanding.
All right. I remember hearing something about an associate or something. It's not a family member, right, of Romney's?
No. It isn't family connected, but all of this is connected to the swamp.
I just found it. It was an advisor to his campaign that ended up on the same board. But it's a fair point on your part. Look, if Donald Trump Jr., just every time you've heard Hunter Biden, swap that out for Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump. okay? And then ask yourself how much we would know about this board and who else was on the board and their dealings and how, you know. There's such a double standard because the defender of the deep state is, of course, the mainstream media. They're not going to dig into this. I mean, for crying out loud, they finally had to do an interview. Why did it take this long to get Hunter Biden to do an interview? I mean, that was only because Joe Biden didn't want this to come up at tonight's Democratic debate.
Let's go back and have good and evil on this thing. And Barr came out the other day, and he told us that we were having a lot of people come against religion. And right now, everything is good and evil that's going on, and we better wake up because the evil is giving us the sleight of hand on all of this stuff and telling us it's our fault. No. We got to face the facts. Everybody out there you can assume is crooked outside of Trump and some of the Republicans. And you've got to fight on your hands because it's evil. When you start talking about socialism and Beto and some of these things that he's talking about, I mean, we're nuts here. We got to face facts. How about prayer in school? Let's go back to that. I don't care who you want to pray for as long as you understand there is one God. So don't get me started. I think we're missing the big picture here. We got to start a fight right at square one.
It's my next podcast. Don't get me started. I love that title. Because I'm the same way. Don't get me started. Thank you, John. Appreciate your insight. I did find that the person's name you're talking about is Kofer Black. C-O-F-E-R is the first name. Last name Black. A former CIA official and foreign policy advisor to Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. He went on the board 3 years after Hunter Biden, who went on in spring of 2014. So, there you go. Now you know the scoop there.
I think we should call your podcast You Can't Make It Up.
That too.
I'll have to draw out a hat for those two.
Yes, exactly.
Both right.
Two of my favorite sayings of all time.
Well, you know, I like to do a little deep digs on stuff like this. Like, you know, you Burisma Holdings, you Google it, you find out there's subsidiaries. And then it says key people, Alexander Kwasniewski and Hunter Biden, right there in the Wikipedia and the Google search for it, too. You know, you wonder about these companies are in Cyprus, they're in Ukraine, they're in Lamisol. I mean, they're all over the world and all over, you know, Eastern Europe. You wonder how much of the swamp lives in that part of the world. You know what I mean? At least their bank accounts.
Very interesting. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. In case you missed it, we did play the interview of Hunter Biden by ABC's Good Morning America this morning. And now I want your take on it. But I think that last caller's point of the web of connections to the swamp is the easiest way to say it. Deep state is certainly there as well. I read a speech recently that Donald Trump gave before he was president. It was about a month before the election in 2016, and he was talking about why he was running. And the bottom line is he was saying he was there to take on the deep state. He was there to take on the swamp. He was there that he was destined to do this. And he described everything that he has faced over these last, 2.5 years in a really, I don't know, visionary way. In other words, this is prior to the election. He's given this speech, and he's talking about what he's going to face, and he's exactly right as you look back now. Caller also brought up the point of Bill Barr's speech, the Attorney General, on religious rights and the battles there. I saw some highlights of that fantastic speech. We'll try and find some of that for you as well. Texture says, you are beating up the wrong person. Elizabeth Warren is leading the pack. I'm shocked you're not jumping on her. All politicians are crooked, right, left, independent, are in politics for themselves. And that is what they stay, that's what they stay in for life. Well, again,
I wouldn't say all.
It's not Donald Trump.
And I certainly wouldn't say all.
It's not Donald Trump. Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sponsors is the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, part of the Lignite Energy Council, North Dakota's 7 lignite-based power plants, Great Plains Synfuels plant, 5 active surface mines, provide more than 2 million people with affordable, reliable, increasingly clean electricity, synthetic natural gas, and fertilizer. North Dakota's lignite industry provides good-paying jobs to more than 14,000 North Dakotans, keeps the lights on for more than 2 million families in the upper Midwest. representing an $18 billion investment in the state. From the drag line to the electric line, the lignite industry, where our power plants are located, right next to an 800-year supply of low-cost lignite. That's what keeps your home comfortable in the summer and the winter with reliable, affordable electricity. Learn more at SecureEnergyFuture.com, SecureEnergyFuture.com. It's a lot of lonely snow out there. You notice that? I took a picture, actually, on the front lawn this morning of this little patch of snow surrounded by green grass. Only in North Dakota could you do that, right? Lonely snow surrounded by green, beautiful grass. Trees are still confused. They're like, what the heck? There's some trees that are, you know, leaves are still green and a bunch of snow hanging on them, and they don't know what to think. Snow's gone now, and they're like, what? Imagine what's going through the mind of trees right now. Do they think, Kevin? I don't know if they think. Maybe they don't. They no. They might not. I don't know.
No, maybe not.
Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right. All right, bunch of texts here I want to get to. We have a lot of time to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about today. So,
boy, what did the guy say about Kofor Black?
Oh, so we had a text during the break that said Kofor Black. This is the guy the other caller asked about, who was part of Mitt Romney's team. He said, look up his Mr. Fix-It reputation in the CIA.
Wow. Have you done it?
No.
Oh, man. This coordinator for counterterrorism, CIA, all the way down, and it gets down, he was a big part of 9/11, the global war on terror after 9/11, post-CIA career, U.S. State Department, private sector. Now, he was the vice chairman of Blackwater, USA, of course, Blackwater Worldwide, the private based security firm.
Yeah.
Yeah, made a little money there. All the way down, and then at the very bottom, February 17, Burisma Group announced the addition of him to their board. This guy's been in the swamp for decades.
Interesting.
Decades. He's right.
That's who
Google him.
Hunter Biden is rolling with.
Yeah.
Texter says, Scott, I would like to know, is there not enough smart people in the Ukraine to sit on the board of a foreign gas company?
Good question.
They pick Americans that are high-profile people
that have the
ear of lobbyists and politicians. You have to be a complete idiot not to understand that, plus being the sharpest pencil in the box would help them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good point. Texter says there are literally thousands of people sitting on boards of corporations who are not qualified but are just figureheads. Do you want to call that deep state because it's corporate?
It could be the corporate deep state for sure.
Oh, my gosh. All politicians are crooked except Donald Trump. I'd like to know precisely what is wrong with you. But it's too deeply psychological and frightening. Yeah, I love it how lefties are throwing out the cheap shots right and left. My point was saying, if you say politicians never leave, you can't say that about Donald Trump. He wasn't a politician. He's in to do a job. He isn't a lifer. You know what I'm saying? Texter says, what were they being paid? These people in the Burisma board? Well, if you noticed, I thought the most telling part of the interview with Hunter Biden beyond, my name wasn't Biden, I wouldn't be there, and that's really all you need to hear. And, you know, in retrospect, I should have realized that this was going to look bad. Hello. Made a mistake in the perception of it. Hello. Beyond that, when she presses on the amounts, how much to be on the board, how much in investment from the Chinese, he gets wishy-washy. I don't have to lay all that out. I don't know. You know, there's been lots of media reports on that. He didn't answer the question. So, therefore, I can't either. This is the issue. There's no one to fear, Scott. Trump 2020, landslide victory. Well, I'd like to think you're correct in that, listener. But I think that we have one ginormous battle over the next 13 months. Because if you think they're going to just lay back, as you can see right now with impeachment without impeachment, doing this in closed hearings, and cherry-picking what they leak out. They're going to try everything. They're going to try everything. They're scratching the surface now. They'll keep gunning. I'd like to think it's not going to work, but I don't think we ought to be complacent about it. I really don't. somebody else talking about Steve Hilton's Swamp Watch report on Biden. The corruption is widespread, not just Hunter Biden. Other Democratic senators benefited from the relationship with the Ukraine. He does have a good report on that. Another says, kid's an ignorant liar, just like his dad. Were there any whistleblowers on that trip? The one to China? Yeah. Hunter Biden needed high-level public sector help to get him where he is today because the Peter Principle would have failed Hunter Biden in the private sector. You'll need to Google Peter Principle to explain that to your audience. I'll let them do that. How about that? More coming up on What's On Your Mind after a news break. Don't touch the dial, folks.
The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field. Discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.